I need your help. Please look behind your ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most voiceless podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Just Andy today.
Yeah, just Andy. Tim lost his voice. And can I be the first to say, thank God, right?
My very first reaction when I got the text was, I wonder if he lost that while playing Smash.
I played Smash with him actually on Friday night.
How was it? How is it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Is it pretty?
Do you want to play after the podcast?
I'm going to go do my car shit, but
okay.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just right there in the other room, but...
Okay, I'll play a round. I'll do a round.
Yeah, you want to do some 8-player Smash? We could do 8-player Smash.
Like, bots or the other?
Yeah, we can do bots.
All right, I'll try 8-player. Oh, and it's GameCube controllers, right?
Yeah, I got the adapter.
All right, cool.
That, I got the bundle, so it came with a game, a GameCube controller, and an adapter.
Nice.
And I have 3 other GameCube controllers. So.
Nice. Dude, those are sold out everywhere.
Yeah, apparently the adapter is like impossible to find if you don't get the bundle.
That sucks. Did Tam get the bundle?
No, I don't think so.
He's got the game.
When I was playing at Stefan's house, and Stefan was playing with the Pro controller. I was playing with the GameCube controller. Tam was using a GameCube controller, and then Tyler and Aria were actually using their 3DSs. Because you can hook up your 3DS and use it as a controller.
What?
Yeah.
How was it? Like, did it work fine?
Yeah, it worked for them pretty well.
What's the DS do then when you're hooked up? Like, I don't know
what it does.
Another screen? Or?
Yeah. I just know that you can use it as a controller. And since Smash Bros. For the 3DS has been out for a while now, you know, they already know how to play it. So.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So wait, is the Wii U version just the updated 3DS version?
The Wii U has more stuff. Like, well, there's more things to it. But
I saw that like insane video Stefan posted. Was that a glitch?
No, that's the home run derby.
Yeah, I remember that from Melee.
Yeah, we were doing it last night before I left. But like, Tam was always using Ganondorf and like beating the shit out of the bag, and then they would home run the fucking thing. So
oh damn.
Yeah.
Doesn't it give you a time limit?
Yeah, you have like 10 seconds.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Have you played any GTA?
I have not played any GTA.
Is it still wrapped?
No, it's not still wrapped. It's out. It's in my CD case.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I have not played any GTA yet. But you know what I have played? Far Cry. God, that game's fun.
Like, I'm not even mad that some of the animations are the exact same from 3. Yeah. I'm not even mad. The game is so beautiful and fun.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, last night I was trying to hunt rhinos.
Dude, they're assholes.
Dude, that is a pain in the ass.
I say fuck it and I just shoot them. It's not worth the bow. It's like 11 bolts or something to take down a rhino.
God, it's a pain in the ass.
Have you got the harpoon gun yet?
No.
You can get that, apparently. And I wonder if that works, like, arrows where you can just harpoon the shit out of an animal.
I have not gotten it yet, but yeah, I need like 6 rhino skins for crafting.
Damn, that's a bitch.
And I also need like 7 snow leopard skins or something like that.
Yeah, I have it where like 2 different things are using snow leopards. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
The guns are fun as hell. Did you get any of the guns from the Uplay store?
No.
The Blood Dragon pistol is in there.
Really?
And you can get that for Far Cry 4. It's fun as hell.
I got one of the signature weapons.
Is that the...
I forgot. There's
the gold ones?
There's a few signature weapons. Oh, well, mine's not gold. It's just it's like an LMG.
Oh, is it...
I forgot.
In the menu, they're gold. Sorry. Oh, that's what I was thinking. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the driller or whatever the hell...
Yeah.
I just unlocked the M16 or the M14, the little single shot one. It's got like a silencer and red dot on it. It's really nice.
It's cool.
I try to silence everything because I love stealth.
The stealth in that game is so fun. Although I can't help but when I'm trying to liberate an encampment that has an elephant to get on the elephant.
No, the elephants are totally worth it.
And fuck shit up.
We got to do some co-op soon.
Yeah, we do. I've been having internet fucking problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Like with
whenever I'm
the
doing
services
it,
or
whenever
like,
I'm doing anything that requires like high bandwidth, my internet just cuts out, and I'm like, it's a pain in the ass.
Is there firmware updates?
It's with my internet.
Oh, okay. So it's fucking Cox.
Yeah.
God fucking Cox. Just call and complain enough, and then.
Yeah, I should. I should call them and be like, "What the fuck?" You know.
They'll like power you up for like a week. That's what my dad did. We were getting shitty service at home, and he complained, and I was getting like 7 megabytes at one point in time the next week. It was insane because they just like basically to
seven
make
7 megs.
Yeah,
it's not that great.
Why?
7 megs down or up?
Down. Why? What do you? Okay. Now I'm talking about actual like download, not what Cox promises you.
Oh, okay.
Like 7 actual megabytes that I was downloading a second.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the 25 that they promise. And
yeah.
Then they're like, oh, servers.
Yeah. But I do need to call them because it's anytime like I'm downloading something.
What about
or
Netflix
updates?
Or
streaming sometimes.
You know what I've really enjoyed is the Far Cry patches haven't been that big at all.
Yeah, I actually downloaded a patch yesterday. Man, yeah. I cut out while I was doing it.
Oh, really? But yeah, they're only like 500 megabytes or something. Yeah. I like that they're really small because mm-hmm. Battlefield 4 just had one, and it was like 4.5 gigs.
Ugh.
Granted, the DLC was part of it,
yeah.
But the DLC was only like 3 gigs. So I was like, why is this update so fucking big?
The Master Chief Collection got an update.
Did they fix it?
For some people, apparently. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, okay. You have so many games.
I do. I have a lot of games to play.
I really, really, every time I see a GIF of Grand Theft Auto 5, I really fucking want to get the next gen version because just, it looks like yeah. they added so much more to it.
Yeah, you can like be a dog.
Yeah. the one GIF I saw is if you start shooting rockets at the main character's house, I forgot his name.
There's 3 main characters.
Yeah, the white dude.
There's 2 white dudes.
Sorry. Not the crazy white dude.
Michael.
Michael, yeah. They were Trevor?
Trevor's the other one,
yeah.
The crazy one.
Trevor was shooting rockets at Michael's house, and then he gets back in the car, and Michael calls up, and all he says, he's like, stop shooting fucking rockets at my house, and that was it. And I was like, that's the littlest detail, but it's awesome.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they've added so much shit to that game, and it looks so pretty,
you know what
too.
They haven't added?
What?
Heist.
Did you see that they're like, oh, we're going to have heist in the next couple months yeah. for the next gen only?
Oh,
dude, they fucked up so hard with the heist, God. Which Rockstar is still one of my favorite developers, but like, it's one of those like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know better.
Fucking God. So yeah, games are fun.
Games are so goddamn fun. I've been recording stuff. I haven't had anything epic yet.
Nothing epic. To be fair, I haven't had anything epic either. I just uploaded some things.
Fucking, and I wish I was recording, but I forgot. I liberated one of the fortresses,
mm-hmm.
and as I'm trying to walk out the fortress, this car just fucking blasts through one of the doors, and then they're like, oh, I'm sorry, and back off and just drive off. I'm like, oh!
To share stuff, you don't actually have to be streaming at the time.
No, I was, you know, you have to like hit the record button.
You don't have to hit the record button. If you hit the share, it's always recording your last 15 minutes of gameplay.
Lame. So what's the point of, like, the record button then?
I don't know.
Because I have it the easy screenshot setup where you just hit once for screenshot and double tap to start recording.
Yeah, if you hit share, it'll your last 15 minutes is always in there.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Because I'm never set to recording when I upload things.
Oh, really?
But when something happens, I'll hit share. And then you'll find like
it'll bring the
save
menu.
The file, and then you can trim it.
Shit, I downloaded the Share Factory app so I could like edit if need be.
But. Yeah, but yeah, you can trim it and all that stuff.
Damn, do you know how big Netflix is on PS4?
No,
it's 1.7 gigs.
Hmm.
Yeah, Hulu's right up there too.
Hulu fucking sucks.
Yeah, I just got it for the free trial because it's like get a free month. I was like, ooh.
The only time I use Hulu is with South Park Studios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they incorporated that into now. Did you see the Magikarp episode?
Yes.
Oh my god, that was great.
That's so funny.
When Randy's doing the kids show and he acts like he cuts his dick off, that was so
I need your help. Please look behind your ear.
And then when the cop, just he pulled it out of the cop's mouth, I was like, oh, Randy Marsh, god damn it.
Oh, that's so funny.
This season has been really good.
Yeah.
Really good. The freemium episode was hilarious. Mm-hmm.
That was really good. The only one I wasn't total like, I liked it, but I wasn't like, it wasn't amazing, was the gluten-free Ebola.
Oh, I just liked that the dicks flew off. I thought that was hilarious.
That was funny. That just was the best time, part of that episode.
That was, I liked that in the newest one, they went to the China Walk, and then they're like, you're going upscale. And it was Panda Express.
Oh, God. I love how Carbon was like, he's like, all right, $10, $10. And Carbon's like, $10?
$10? I did not expect when I first saw that episode that they were going to have fucking roosters playing magic cards.
That's
did
so
not
funny.
Expect that whatsoever. No. And I love just they're like, oh, he got annihilated. Because the announcers are like that. I watched a couple. They're just like, brutal.
Oh, my God. And their rooster was named McNuggets.
McNuggets was great. And I love when they're threatening, the police are threatening Kenny's dad. They're like, you have a broken down car in your front yard. You know about cock magic. So how was your week? Just work?
Yeah.
Being an adult?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've realized now. I'm like, nah, it's adult time. So I don't really do fun.
Yeah,
things.
No shit. You're what, 26?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean like the age of going out and rad partying.
Didn't you just have a Halloween party like a few weeks ago?
That was my mother's Halloween party. And I didn't get as shitty as I wanted. I ended up bailing because it was kind of lame.
Oh, what, really?
At the end of it, I was just like, it's a bunch of old people.
I almost went to that, but I
you
was working that night, actually.
You really wouldn't have missed anything.
I was working overtime, and I would have been like an hour late. Ooh, so I was overtime. Like, I'm not going to go.
What do you get? Do you get time and a half for overtime?
Nice. Are there places that don't give you time?
I don't know. I know.
I was gonna say, because it's pretty fucking shitty.
My dad's previous job, overtime was double time.
Ooh.
So yeah, that's nice. Why I only ask.
We get double time on holidays.
Nice. Are you gonna work some holidays then?
No.
Oh yeah, you took them off.
But I still get 8 hours regardless. They're all paid holidays.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's nice. That's why you get double time, because you get 8 for what you work, and you always get 8 because it's a holiday.
Oh,
so that's why it's
okay.
Double time.
It's really cool. I don't have to work holidays anymore to get Panera holiday pay. It's like some weird mathematical equation that they have, but I still get it nonetheless.
I always hated at Panera that to get holiday pay, you had to work more than one holiday.
Yeah, and it's some weird thing. It's like you have to work I don't fucking know. It's like the day before Thanksgiving, and then like Chris, I don't fucking know. But
yeah, it's a market.
All I know is
stupid ass company.
Yeah, corporate.
It's like, well, no, you have to work the day before and after Christmas. It's like. If I worked the day before, I still worked a fucking holiday.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong
it's
with
Christmas
you?
Eve, bro. We had some girl that just quit. Like, she had Panera as a part-time job, and she worked at PayPal.
Oh, yeah?
And she just, like, quit PayPal to come to Panera full-time, which I thought was really weird.
Fucking why?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought was really weird. So maybe she didn't like desk jobs or something.
I mean, that could be it. A lot of people don't like the phone work.
I think I'd be fine with the phone work, but I can't sit still. I think that would bother me a lot.
I stand up a lot.
Well, I know that, but like the Panera, I'm always moving, and I like that. I like that. I think if I were to have to be stationary for times, I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah, I know there's a guy across the way from me that has a standing desk, and he's usually standing like half his shift.
Those are cool standing desks. Is it one of the electric ones, or do they have to like come and adjust it and shit?
They don't really have to adjust it, but it's not like electric. You just pull it up and push it down.
Oh, okay. So it's one of those. All right. Because I've seen the only like standing desk I've seen was like an electric one that did it on its own.
Yeah. I was thinking about asking for one.
I bet. Oh, can you just do that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they'll give you one if you ask.
Have you ever thought about getting one of those like the like posture balls you can sit on that are supposed to be really good for you?
No.
No.
There is a lady, though, that has one.
Yeah.
A couple rows down from me.
Is she older?
No.
No? Oh.
No, she's actually pretty good looking.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie. I walk by and she's
posture ball.
She's bouncing on it. I'm like.
That's like the best sound. Just a. Slide a business card there and be like, three hit combo podcast leader.
I run a podcast. I sit a couple rows down from you.
I do a podcast every week.
I think she's newer too, so they'd be like, I could show you a thing or two.
Let me show you the
ropes. Why don't you bounce on over to my desk?
That one song from South Park plays. Oh my God. Dun 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 dun. Yeah. Game news?
Yeah, let's go into game news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3 Hit Combo.
I just realized it's kind of a 90s guitar.
A 90s guitar?
Yeah, like solo. Like, it just reminds me of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Yeah. Valve targets dishonest developers with a recent Steam Early Access update. The recently released Terms for Steam's Early Access has the main focus towards helping resolve ongoing complaints by customers with the service. The upgraded terms target developers who have been abusing the system or have been dishonest about the development of their games. These new terms were separated in two sections with a mandatory rules section and guidelines section for a developer to follow. Under the new rules, developers must specify their games as early access when promoting or selling keys to their games outside of Steam. Other new rules include better communication about the status of their games, stop promising vague features to entice more customers, and not being allowed to charge more for an early access game if it also shows up on other digital stores.
That's actually all really smart.
Yeah.
So totally understandable on their part. I wonder, usually there's always one game that causes them to do this. I wonder which game this one was.
I know, God, what was that game, the zombie game that had...
Not DayZ.
It wasn't DayZ. It was WarZ?
Yeah.
Was that it? WarZ? Which is now like Infestation Survival Stories. Yeah,
they changed the name.
Yeah, there was a big to do about that one because they were promising a lot of shit that just like
wasn't never happened.
Coming. Yeah.
There was one early access I paid for that they were incredibly, like, every time I logged on to Steam, the game was updated, the Planetary Annihilation, I think is now full release. Like, it's nice. Out now, yeah.
I typically don't bother with early access games unless it's, like, really awesome.
Well, the Planetary Annihilation was, like, Command & Conquer to me, yeah. So I was like, oh, so one of the Steam sales, they finally had a sale on it.
I mean,
so
I guess technically I got Minecraft when it was...
But everybody,
had Minecraft, yeah, when it was still in alpha.
Yeah, I think beta. I was beta when I picked it up.
Yeah, and then, you know, finally 1.0 comes out, and it's like, oh, wow, Minecraft just came out. It's like, I've had it for months.
What are they up to now?
Like, I don't know. I don't know, but there's been a lot of updates.
Yeah, they update the shit out of that game.
Mm-hmm. But that was always a sweet one, especially because now it's like $25, and I got it for 15 or something like that.
I think I paid... 19 or 20 yeah. for mine.
So that's always kind of nice. Cheaper, but, you know, gotta hope the game, they actually fucking complete it.
Yeah, that's why I think I waited so long for Planetary Annihilation to see if it stuck around.
Yeah.
And it kept, so.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. You just gotta...
It's a risk, almost.
Use it wisely. Yeah.
It's kind of a risk.
Mm. That's why I don't really like... Some people really... I've seen a lot of people talk about these companies, like, these fucking companies making us pay for early access. Whoa, hold on. They're making you pay for anything.
You're paying for it.
You don't have to pay for it if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's totally your thing. Just...
Speaking of fucking games, I went to GameStop multiple times this week because a lot of games came out. Hey, I swear to God, I am so fucking sick of GameStop.
On a random, just interjection really quick, are they doing any, like, trading shit with Grand Theft Auto 5?
Like, I don't know.
No. All right. That's cool. All right. Back to your story. But yeah, they're.
But I. Oh my God. I'm so fucking sick of GameStop. I got to start pre-ordering at like Best Buy or Amazon, maybe.
But see, it sucks because GameStop always has the best pre-orders.
I know. And the thing is, my GameStop is right fucking there. Like, it's the closest to me. I just down the street, take a right, boom, GameStop.
Yeah.
But God, every time I went in there this week. Like, hey, I'm here to pick up this. Okay, do you want the strategy guide? No, I don't want the strategy. Do you want the season pass? I really recommend it. No. And trust me, the guy, I'm pretty sure he's the manager of the store. He's like, seriously, you know, that season pass, it saves you. No. God, I don't fucking want it.
I always tell him, I'm like, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah. And then, do you want a warranty for your game? I'm like, no.
Blu-ray discs are almost indestructible.
I've literally broken one game one time.
Like your whole life?
My whole life.
Yeah, I think I've scratched one really bad. But
like, I knocked over my Xbox one time, like 10 years ago, and ruined Battlefield 2.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
That was the original one, then.
Yeah, for... Well, it was the second one.
Well, I meant the original Xbox.
Yeah, it was the original Xbox.
Man, did that thing put a hole in your floor?
It did not. But I did knock it off a chair.
Oh, damn. Why was it on a chair?
I didn't have a computer at the time, and so I was out here on the family computer, okay. And I brought a TV and Xbox out because I was looking
up, that makes sense.
I was looking up tips.
That makes sense. Dude, moving shit is so much easier nowadays with, like, the smaller screens and just everything.
Yeah, lighter TVs is the best.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I've got, like, a 37-inch, and it's, like, two fingers. I'm like,
My 50, it requires two people, but it's still lighter than
It only requires two people because it's so long.
Yep.
If it was short enough for your hands to go on both sides, you could
totally. And if I trusted myself holding the TV.
Yeah. But, like, you know, when I knocked my Xbox over, I was moving a 20-inch CRT, you know.
Which, that thing's like 80 pounds.
Yeah, it was heavy. I remember fucking carrying like a 37-inch up Stefan's stairs one time. Yeah, like we were setting up and there was a TV downstairs and like, it was a big, nice TV at the time, but like, no one wanted to go get it. So I'm like, I got it, and I went down there and there's fucking huge TV and I'm carrying it up the stairs and... It was worth it, at least, because I got the TV the whole night. So
nice, just for you.
Yeah,
nice. That's even better.
Yeah, we were playing Halo.
Halo 2.
Yeah. So GameStop, what the fuck was the other thing? Oh, the Amiibos things for.
Oh, are they pushing those?
Oh God, I went in there. He's like, "Do you want to get any Amiibos?" I'm like, "I don't fucking care. I don't care."
What's the point of Amiibos?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
And I know someone listening to this is probably, Tam would know.
Yeah.
Someone listening to this is probably like, what the fuck, you don't know about Amiibos? But I don't. No. I don't fucking care. I don't want Amiibo. I don't care about Amiibos. I really don't care. But the guy at GameStop was like, they're running out, man. You know, if you want to get one, you better get one now. I'm like, no, I don't want them. He's like, they're not going to last forever. I'm like, I don't want one at all.
Oh, your guys are really persistent.
God, like, I don't care that they're running out. I don't want one.
If I said no... The I go to the Oakview Mall one because it's right across the street from Panera. Yeah. And the dude there, I think, recognizes me now, so he doesn't say anything.
I'm surprised these guys don't recognize me. I've been in there like multiple days this month because a bunch of games have come out this month.
I think there's like some games. Well, I know GameStop requires you to ask that every fucking time, but so I think there's like some people that just don't give a shit.
And it's like, I swear to God, they don't stop talking when you're in there. It's like, hey, here's a survey at the bottom of the... I'm not going to give you a fucking survey, because if I gave you a survey right now, I would be like, was annoying.
Shut the fudge up.
Yeah.
Is that the only game news we got?
No, I got more gaming news. I just want to bitch about.
GameStop's an evil goddamn company.
Oh, did I tell you about my girlfriend at GameStop?
No.
On the release of the Master Chief Collection, she gave me her gamer tag.
So, nice.
Yeah, so I got a girlfriend.
You had that?
Yeah.
Gotta connect with her.
Yeah. Like. I texted that to a couple friends from work, and like a guy was like, oh man, I got my first girlfriend when my boss complimented my hair.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was she cute?
Yeah, she was dressed up as a pirate.
She might be into some shit then.
Well, the Assassin's Creed release was that night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ubisoft fucked up with that game.
Yeah, they did. Especially the no faces.
I love when they're like, we would never release a game if it wasn't finished. And just the internet's like, really? Really? You see that Assassin's Creed you put out there?
Yeah.
Those games, Black Flag was fucking awesome. But 3, it's like every other version sucks. Because 3 was horrible. Black Flag was awesome.
Yeah, kind of like fucking Call of Duty. Yeah. Every other is pretty good.
Yeah, basically.
And then it switched. It was all the Modern Warfares were good, but then by the time 3 came out, it was the opposite one, like the Black Ops were the good ones. Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited. The next Call of Duty is the Black Ops developer. Nice. So hopefully it's going to be awesome.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not too thrilled with Advanced Warfare.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. I'm not playing it as much as I remember playing Black Ops and shit.
I played a lot of Black Ops. Ops.
I played a lot of Black Ops.
Black Ops was good. Yeah. I did not play much Black Ops 2.
I like 2. But I guess I played more Black Ops than Black Ops 2.
Black Ops, the first one.
Yeah. It's just insane.
I remember playing that with Tyler and Stefan for 12 hours.
Oh, damn.
It was
good. Was that the game that had the cash? Or was that the second one that had the cash to buy things, like buy attachments?
I don't remember.
Usually with the Call of Duty games, I prestige once, and that's about it.
Yeah.
For most games.
Yeah, that game was fun, though.
The story was really good. Mm-hmm. The Advanced Warfare story.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was really good.
I'll see if I ever have the time to get around to fucking playing the story. Andy, G4 TV is shutting down completely.
I thought it was shutting down completely.
Yeah, it's been on live support. It's been partnered with IGN, has been on a select few cable networks, it's still been part of NBC Universal.
Now it's just
basically done. It's been on live support for about a year now.
Okay, and now they're just
it's completely done November 30th.
Well, that would be so funny if they're like, "Oh, December 30th." It just keeps fucking going.
Yeah.
I wonder if some. Oh no, G4 is a network. I thought it was a show. I was like, I wonder if someone will pick it up.
Yeah, it's an entire network.
Nice. You know what Netflix has been doing recently that I think is pretty cool on their part is they've been doing a lot of comedy specials.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's like it started with Aziz and then that went off really well. So the other night I was searching through and they have a shitload of like Netflix done comedy specials now.
Not gonna lie, Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
He's got really funny joke. All his joke is about like his celebrity friends and how they do weird stuff.
Yeah, the R. Kelly one jokes are hilarious.
It's just like that's all like I'd like Aziz Ansari, but like if you watch his comedy special, it's all just jokes about his celebrity friends.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, that's like Nickelback. Nickelback has a really good song.
How did we wind up?
Well, really, really good's a stretch.
Yeah.
They've got an okay song.
Their first
that they
CD
have made like 14 times.
I don't know. Photograph's probably their best. I don't care. He's banging Avril. I'm mad at him.
How the hell did we wind up like this? Goat Simulator is turning into an MMO?
Yeah, I played it. Pretty fun.
Have you?
Yeah. It's not a traditional MMO, but you can level up your goat.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I really never thought you could level up your goat would be something that would be said on a podcast.
The new map design's really fun. You can tell they're trying to poke fun at World of Warcraft quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
There's trees that I'm like, those look exactly like taken out of World of Warcraft. So it looks like they're just poking fun at a lot of MMOs. But yeah, it's a good play. I played it for like 15 minutes because that's all Goat Simulator deserves.
Yeah.
Like when I first bought the game, 15 minutes, that's all I played.
Yeah, basically. I have it on Steam. I should check.
The update's pretty big. I think it's like a gig or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a big update.
I think I bought it for like two something on the sale.
Hey, there's a kick-ass PS4 bundle.
Is there?
Yep.
What is it?
$400 gets you a PS4, Grand Theft Auto 5, and The Last of Us.
Oh, that's a really good bundle.
Mm-hmm.
The Last of Us, the PS4 one, was on sale for like $23 the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Almost thought about picking it up. Then I looked and I was like, I got the PS3.
I could not get into The Last of Us.
Really? Oh, see, I'm a really big Naughty Dog fan, though. Like, the Uncharted series, love the hell out of them, so.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog.
I just kept playing it and playing it, and I was like, something's gonna happen, it's gonna get interesting. And
it's kind of like The Walking Dead. Like, nothing happy ever happened in the game. It was all just dark and sad decisions.
I'm just like, alright.
The DLC was really dark. The little black girl that, like, hangs out with Ellie totally just dies at the end. And you're like,
shit.
It's been out long enough. It's not a spoiler. But yeah, I got done playing that. And I was just depressed for like the rest of the day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what you doing? That's how I was like when Lee died.
Oh, God. Yeah. The first season of Walking Dead fucking destroyed me. I was so sad. I haven't played the last episode of the second season.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, dude,
it's downloaded. Is it good?
I just got a text. Oh my god, I always silence my phone. What?
Is it a good ending for the second season?
Yeah.
Is it? Right,
there's cool. multiple endings, actually.
Well, yeah.
But they're all pretty good.
Cool. But yeah, the Lee ending, just like, I was just distraught after that.
Yeah, this is...
Is that your Xbox girlfriend?
It is not my Xbox girlfriend. Oh. It's my other girlfriend.
Oh!
Yeah, I got a few.
Pimpin'.
It is a girl who is a friend. Ha! yeah, sorry about that, folks.
That's fine.
Real professional podcast.
Yeah, real professional podcast.
Go to text.
Yeah, I got a text. I'm busy. All right, Andy, that will do it for gaming news. You want to get into technology?
Yeah.
One of these days, it'd be funny if you said no. You want to get into technology? No.
No, not really.
Oh.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Normally, I don't throw out deals on this podcast because, one, this podcast isn't live, it's recorded. But there seems to be a deal going on right now that I have to mention. If you go to Amazon right now, you can get for $90, you can get a 240 gig SSD solid state drive.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah. 240 for $90.
I had.
It's a crucial.
They're good. They were like one of the very first ones to come out with SSDs.
Solid state drives, yeah. Out of almost 2,000 customer reviews, it has 4.5 stars out of 5.
That's a really good average.
So
I have a...
It's the Crucial M500.
I have a 128 SSD.
God, I want one so bad.
And Windows boots in about 15 seconds. It's awesome.
Oh, God.
If it didn't have to go through this stupid fucking RAID menu that I can't get rid of... Because I have two hard drives and it keeps wanting to set up RAID, but they're not the same, so I can't. But I can't get rid of the goddamn menu. But yeah, if it took out the menu, it'd probably be like 10 seconds.
I want to sell today drives so bad.
They're so good.
So bad.
You have to have a second hard drive to like unload everything.
Right. I would just put everything I want quick on this.
Yeah, like drive. I have the browsers, the OS, and I think the Adobe suite. Other than that, everything's on my...
Right. What I would probably do is put, you know, the browsers, the OS.
Oh, I put the antivirus system on the main one. Antivirus,
that's a good idea. If I had this 240, I'd probably put a couple games on it too.
You probably could, like
I'd put probably Civ 5 and Minecraft on it or something.
Did you play the new one or get the new one?
I haven't.
Galactic or Space or
I actually really have not been following that, to be honest.
I haven't heard anything either after it came out. Too. Right. Like, just...
I haven't heard anything.
But Civ 5. That game has the most time spent in my library.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Even more than Half-Life 2. But Steam wasn't keeping track of my hours back when Half-Life 2 came out. It probably would have been, like, fucking 80 hours.
I wonder what my second most is in Steam.
I know Civ's my first. Civ's like 58 or 59 hours.
Oh, my God. Civ for me is like 300 hours.
Damn! I don't know. The second one?
I think. I should check.
Probably. Oh, State of Decay, probably.
Do I have Steam on this computer? Maybe I can check.
I know. Do you not have the Steam app?
Oh, I do have the Steam app.
Nice. Yeah, the Steam app. You can check shit.
I should check the Steam app. I'll take a look here. Just being professional. For my Steam app.
Professional podcast.
Skype, Snapchat, Steam.
So I found while we're both doing this to compare pair of penises. I mean, Steams.
Or e-peens right here.
I found a Snapchat that is all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll on the UNO campus. That's like not allowed.
Yeah.
And it's fucking just great. It's just so much sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
What the fuck is my game on this thing?
There's a library. Thing on mine, like you hit this little thing on the side and it opens.
What's Steam news? How the fuck did I get that? See when I go, maybe click on my name. Profile. This is so goddamn interesting.
I've spent 7.1 hours in Chivalry.
I have. Oh, I'm seeing it right now.
Doing really interesting things on the podcast, comparing notes.
Oh, Final Fantasy VII, I've got 40.8 hours.
That makes sense.
That could be good for my second. Take a look here. Just Cause 2, 13.4
I was just going to say, my Just Cause 2 is 28.3.
LA Noire, 13.8. 8. Oregon Trail, O-R-G-A-N Trail.
Oh, the Oregon?
5.2 hours. Yeah. Pets, Horses 2, 0 hours.
Civ 5 is 51.9.
252.4.
Damn! State of Decay is probably my number 2.
It looks like, for me, that Final Fantasy 7 is my number 2.
Yeah, State of Decay I've put. Man, I wish I could pop the hours spent on Elder Scroll, the Skyrim on the PS3 into my Steam library, because that would be like 80 hours.
Do you have a wish list? I have a wish list.
I don't.
Honestly, my wish list is just for me to remember games I want to buy when the Steam sale comes out.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I didn't think about that.
Although, oh my god, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast. I probably did. My friends bought me my entire wish list for my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Oh my god, that was amazing. I was like, hey guys, here's my wish list. And then they fucking bought everything. I was like, fuck.
Well, you had the niceness of the Steam sale was going on. That's too, true. with your birthday right and coinciding. So that was handy as hell.
Yeah.
Because I did not mind spending like $10 for like 2 games for you. I was like, yeah, that's totally fine. I think I bought you Goat Simulator.
I think you did. Let's see. My wish list is Halo Spartan Assault.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was
literally the only Halo game I don't have, which is only $5 without the sale. So chances are I'm gonna buy it myself anyway. Plague Inc.
Plague Inc. is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Oh, that's on Steam?
Yeah.
Nice.
$10. Farming Simulator 15, which is $30.
Damn.
Yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's a fun game.
Yeah. Game Dev Tycoon.
I've always wanted to play that Game Dev Tycoon. I bet it'd be fun.
Fallout 2 and Fallout 3. Ultimate Doom, Doom 2, and Ghostbusters.
Dude, just get the Doom 3 BFG edition. Because all those two Dooms are in there.
Have you seen the Call of Duty pack, which is all the Call of Duty games and all the DLC?
No.
It's like $400.
Damn. Is it include advanced?
It probably includes advanced. Let me see.
Damn. I miss Modern Warfare 1 so much. That game was just the shit. There is what? Just how much?
It's $461. Oh no, you save $461.
Oh.
The price of individual games is $861.87. The bundle cost is $399.99.
Oh my god. How would you feel if the next Call of Duty went back to World War II?
That'd be neat. I don't think this includes Advanced Warfare.
Mm. Oh well.
I wouldn't mind if it went back to World War II. It's been a little while.
Especially with the next gen graphics, I bet World War II would look great.
Andy, have you ever seen any footage of World War II? It's all in black and white.
They didn't have color back then.
Yeah.
Everyone was black and white.
Color wasn't invented until after World War II.
That's why racism was such a thing.
Yeah.
You're not white.
I don't know why I added this in here, but there are such things as clip-on buttons now if you don't have time to sew.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that the other day.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
Honestly, it wouldn't hurt to like keep one like in your glove compartment.
I keep in my car an emergency can of googly eyes.
I found the perfect way to network with people at work.
Was it googly eyes?
It's googly eyes. I have a package of googly eyes in my desk, and like the word has spread, and people will come by and be like, yeah, Max told me you had googly eyes, and I'd be like, hold out your hand, and they pour googly eyes.
That's awesome. Be the googly eye supplier.
It's the best. I have googly eyes. I would just hand them out, you know, because they don't make a 30-pack of googly eyes.
No.
$3 got me 250 googly eyes.
Jesus.
So.
Mine is a different shapes and sizes.
Oh,
googly
really?
Eyes.
Mine's all the same size.
Nice.
But yeah, I hand them out like candy because it's just like.
What's the googly eye, bro?
I'm not going to use 250 googly eyes.
You should put some googly eyes in your nipples someday at work. Be like, my eyes are up here.
Yeah. And down here.
Yeah. So pick one.
I thought this article was interesting. 5 domain name battles of the early web.
Ooh. What are they?
Well, we'll start with MTV.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, MTV VJ Adam Curry actually snapped up the MTV.com domain back in 1993. He told MTV, and they didn't care. They said they had no interest in the internet.
Oh.
In 94, Curry quit, and the network suddenly realized that it wanted that domain name.
I wonder how much he got for it.
Yeah, I don't know. It says an undisclosed amount.
All right. I bet it was in the maybe like double-digit grands, maybe. I don't know.
Probably. McDonald's.com.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they would have scooped that up.
94, a reporter named Joshua Quitner bought McDonald's.com for a story he was writing on Wired about the value of domain names. But nobody at McDonald's had any interest in being online.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. As late as 95, people were still writing articles about how the internet was just a bunch of hype. At the end of his article, Quitner encourages people to email Ronald at McDonald's.com with ideas on what he should do with the domain.
I imagine McDonald's was probably like, hey, we're going to need that.
Yeah, Quitner eventually agreed to hand over the name to McDonald's if the company made a donation to a charitable cause of his choice.
Oh.
$3,500.
Yeah, that's not much for McDonald's, but that's still really nice that he did that.
Mm-hmm.
So at least a donation, or yeah.
Candyland.com
really
was purchased by a porn company, Internet Entertainment Group. As you can imagine, Hasbro, the makers of Candyland, were not pleased to learn that. The court That's found crazy. In favor of Hasbro, pointing out that they held the trademark since 1951.
Oh, sad. Sad.
They also raised the minor detail that a reasonable person would expect to find something much more innocent at a domain name with that name.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
PETA.org. Michael Donne nabbed PETA.org back in 1995 because he loved animals, specifically eating and wearing them.
Oh, God.
His website called People Eating Tasty Animals.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, PETA was not too pleased. This case wasn't settled till 2001.
Oh, my God. That's fucking brilliant.
The court said he was supposed to give up the domain due to the Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act of 1999.
What?
There's an Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act. Hmm. You know, like when I'm trying to think of something. Like whoever fucking nabbed up Ebola.com, you know?
All right, that makes sense.
I guess if Ebola was a company, they could be like, look, hey, bro, dude, you have to give that to us. That's our fucking name.
All right. I wonder if that act came from all the previous ones.
Oh, probably. And finally, Roadrunner.com. Oh, Roadrunner really? Computer System scooped up Roadrunner.com and had a legitimate trademark claim for the name Roadrunner in Tunisia. Time Warner wasn't too happy about that because they had filed the U.S. trademark for the Roadrunner cartoon character.
Huh. That's really interesting because there's a Roadrunner. Well, I guess it's not Roadrunner.com. There's a Roadrunner Records.
Yeah, they went to court in July of 95 and demanded the domain name be placed on hold. Time Warner was initially successful, but both parties went to court. The computer company eventually settled with Time Warner and handed over the domain, though the details of the agreement were never disclosed.
Hmm.
All right. Well, it looks like Warner Brothers continues to own Roadrunner.com as of 2014, though it appears to be inactive.
Aw, sad face. Space Jam still running?
Yeah, it is. That's amazing. All right, Andy, that will do it for technology news.
Yeah.
You ready? Ready for news?
Sure.
Ready for the main event?
Yeah.
Shit, that's not the right one.
Time for the main event.
Because this one says main event.
Oh, okay. I just thought you were just going to play one because news was the main event. Let's go for the goal, Johnny.
Yours is at main event. Gabriel Harris arrested for allegedly fighting cops in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I just wanted my crotch wrap supreme.
He was attempting to order food through the drive-thru window while on his bike.
Oh.
Ended up being driven in a police car straight to jail. He was arrested for getting in a fight at Taco Bell. Harris and a female friend rode up to the fast food register on their bikes and attempted to order a meal through the drive-thru window as it was closing. They were denied drive-through service because they were on bikes. He then refused to leave. Employees called 911. When the officers arrived at Taco Bell, Harris was still on his bike near the menu speaker. As the police were speaking to asking Harris to leave, one officer spotted a red Swiss Army knife on Harris's belt loop and tried to reach for it. The suspect allegedly grabbed the officer's wrist, which led to a tussle.
Oh yeah, you never want to grab a police officer's hand when he's reaching towards you.
And this man also took the world's saddest mugshot.
Oh really?
Yeah, take a look here. I'm gonna post that on our Facebook page right now.
That's great.
The world's saddest. He's just like, just wanted Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Man.
Should have used an actual car in the drive-thru. How about that?
I know, or...
Okay, Facebook, I want to post this fucking right now, not later. What? God, they keep posting it like a little... It's not an advertisement, but like a thing. It's like, do you want to post this now or later? You can decide when your content hits your page. I'm like, oh my fucking God, I know. I know. You tell me every time. I know.
Oh, that makes sense. So you could like set it up for when something would launch. That makes sense. That's kind of smart. Too bad it asks you every time.
Yeah, it's every fucking time. And post.
I guess Camille and I totally forgot about turkey bingo today.
Fucking what?
Turkey bingo. Mm-hmm. You just go to a church and play bingo and you can win a turkey. But everything's like a buck, so you can just get fat so easily.
Nice. A rage-filled groundhog was executed for charging at a homeowner.
Say that once more?
A rage-filled groundhog was executed for charging at a homeowner.
Okay.
A New Hampshire man says he was working in the garage when a groundhog he had seen in his backyard charged at him. Gary McGrath of Hampton tells whatever this fucking news station is, WMUR-TV, the groundhog got close, so he pushed back with his foot. The animal returned. McGrath gave him a harder kick and closed the door, but the groundhog sneaked through another opening.
What?
And McGrath ended up running to the front door. His wife called Animal Control, who got back into his truck for a short time when confronted with the groundhog. The animal was later put down in the yard. It will be tested for rabies. McGrath said he didn't know what the groundhog was thinking, but it was not nice. Quote.
That wasn't a nice groundhog at all.
He was not nice. And finally, news here. Couple having sex in a car created a traffic jam.
Traffic jamming, all right.
Yeah.
Giggity.
If the car is rocking, don't come a honking. That's what the article says. I swear to God, that's not me. The incident occurred in a vehicle that was parked outside Springfield, Oregon City Jail on Sunday night. Police say the couple, Kelly Knudsen and Logan Jackson, had attended a nearby strip club, then retreated to their car to have sex. Passing motorists reportedly slowed down to watch the shameless couple in action. Police said so many people stopped to watch it, it caused a traffic jam.
That's awesome. And they just kept going.
They told the officers they were too caught up in the moment to realize their activity had caused a line of traffic. The couple was arrested on charges of indecent exposure and disorderly content.
Oh. Was she hot? Is there a picture?
She's not hot. She's very plain looking and looks like a bad mugshot.
She looks like she was just crying all night.
Yeah. Yeah, she... Not gonna lie, you don't look too hot when you cry.
Everything's puffy.
Yeah.
All right.
So that will do it for news. That will do it for this episode 3 Combo Podcast.
All right.
The Tamless Podcast.
The two hands.
And thank God, am I right?
You played like 47 times.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc, that is the number 3, PC stands for podcast, email us at 3acombopodcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube, 3acombopodcast. You'll definitely be seeing more Far Cry videos.
Yeah.
So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of